This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Coming up, the Boy Scouts encounter the Border Patrol. We will tell you what happened in that instance. Of course, your calls are certainly welcome about whatever happens to be on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. There's a situation that's been developing for, well, actually, apparently for decades, but more recently, it's really kind of bubbled over within the last week or so here in the Northeast. Northern New England, in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, there is a grocery chain called Market Basket. And we're kind of talking about what's happening because people are protesting. Customers are protesting. The store's employees, many of them are involved in the protest. They've walked out of the store in protest of the board of directors of the company ousting the longtime, very popular CEO of the organization. Popular with the employees, because apparently there's an employee profit-sharing plan, and I can tell you a little bit more about that here in a moment.
That'll make you popular.
I can't say I have intimate relations with the store. I don't, I don't shop there very often. I like the 24-hour store in town, and Market Basket's hours suck. They only go until 7 o'clock at night or something ridiculous like that. So I like to. Sometimes I like to do my shopping at 3 a.m., you know, and there's only one.
When's the last time you did it?
I don't know. But
it's been a long time,
I like
sure.
to know that it's there. No, it's not been that long. No, probably
Market Basket doesn't close at 7 p.m.
Really?
I'd be astonished if that was
true. I'm pretty
true.
Sure if it's Sunday, they're closed at 7 o'clock. But, correct me if I'm wrong on that. Anyway, the thing that people like about the Market Basket store is that they're cheap. The food there is affordable. It's the regular brand name food that people are used to buying, but they've managed to do it for less. And I think it's just smart business all around. Like, for instance, the Market Basket here in the Keene area is actually not in Keene. It's in the town south of Keene, but it's literally on the town's border. I mean, literally on the border of Swansea and Keene. That's where they built this thing, right south of the border. So it's no longer in Keene, therefore not paying the exorbitant Keene property tax, for instance. And that's probably saving them a significant chunk of overhead
sure
every
is.
Year. So that's just one example of, you know, kind of the smart business moves these guys have made. Back to the story here. Let me give you a recap from the GlassTheClam from GlassTheClam.com, where they're talking about the Demoulas family creating, you know, they moved from Greece in the early part of the 20th century. They opened up a lamb store. It turned into, after their sons took the business over, turned into a store of grocery, or a chain of grocery stores. One of them died of a heart attack, and then the other son allegedly started to screw the other guy's family out of the money that they thought that they were going to get from him from operating this successful
business.
Sort of the
shares of the company, I think.
Yeah, and he ended up selling some of their shares without their permission. They went to court over that, and during the court situation, there was apparently fighting in the courtroom between family members. This is like what has led up to the store shelves being empty this week and the store employees protesting and customers protesting and people walking out of their jobs is a long line of many decades of family, like an interfamily dispute with this store. So six lawsuits span the 1990s. Every lawyer in the state seems like they're involved. One side had 19 lawyers at one point. Someone paid a stripper to testify against her ex-boyfriend. A juror offered to change his decision if he was given $220,000. Two of the lawyers...
$220,000? I mean, isn't that a little odd for a number?
Maybe he owed money on a mortgage or something.
$200,000?
Two of the lawyers...
$250,000?
For Mike's family, now Mike is one of the brothers that died, the Demoulas brothers. Or Mike's not the one who died, he's the one that survived. With the approval and two of the lawyers, with the approval of his son, Arthur T. Demoulas, secretly tape-recorded a law clerk saying incriminating things under the guise of a job interview to prove that the judge overseeing the case had already decided the outcome prior to hearing the arguments and is prejudiced against Mike Demoulas. The clerk finds out that it's a setup and the FBI gets involved. The clerk is wired. The lawyers, one a former assistant U.S. attorney, another a former advisor to JFK, both say incriminating things themselves while wired. So the author here at Glass to Clam says his head hurts trying to explain this. But it's real. Two of the lawyers ended up being disbarred at the end of the suit, and George's family was successful. The brother Mike was found to have defrauded them out of $500 million, and the judge forces 51% of the company to then be turned over to George's heirs. So that's one part of the story. Then, that's one day, then on the next day, which was today, they published the last of the, kind of the update on the story. So what does Market Basket's checkered family past have to do with what's going on today? And why doesn't the basket have any salad fixings at all? You may recall that yesterday I explained that Mike's son, Arthur T. DeMolis, was involved with his father's legal team in the whole secret recordings, blackmailing a court employee debacle. Well, now he's the center of today's fight, having just been ousted as CEO. So there's like this crazy back and forth going on here, right? So you've got the side of, there's two sides of the family, Mike and George, those are the two sons. George's family, George dies. His family then ends up suing Mike because they believe they were screwed out of the family fortune. The judge agreed. $500 million was essentially given over to George's side of the family in stock. They took control of the company, but yet somehow Mike's son ends up as CEO of the company. It's complicated, of course, says the article, like everything else involving the name DeMolis. Anyway, after the lawsuits of the 90s and the aughts shake out, the judge forces Mike's side of the family to give up the 51% to George's side, and Mike's side of the family lost the lawsuits pretty soundly. It's hard to excuse flagrant fraud, forgery, and hiding assets from your family. Back in early 2008, Market Basket's board voted Arthur T. DeMolis. Again, that's George's son. Mike's son, in as CEO. He's by all accounts a pretty reasonable guy, who's hell-bent on treating his employees like family, or better than family, seeing as how the DeMolis family has been beaten up and defrauded each other for decades now.
I'm not sure I want to be treated like family by these people.
RDD is so reasonable that during the economic downturn, his profit-sharing employee account loses $46 million in a quarter, and he replaces those funds with his own company's profits so his employees don't suffer. This is relatively unheard of. All investment is risky. Yeah. After all, and most people in America lost money from pensions or 401ks in 2008. This move majorly upsets his cousins on George's side of the family, who like things like profits and whatnot. For 5 years, Arthur T. DeMolis, despite his side of the family's past shady and questionable tactics, is a beloved CEO to his workers. He's described as an affable, friendly, and humble leader. He pays well, employees have good health insurance, workers trust him and are fervently loyal to him. But in the summer of 2013, Arthur T.'s cousin, get this, George's son, the other guy, yep. The guy who died, so Arthur T. is Mike's son. George's son is also named Arthur, just to make things more confusing for you. Arthur S. DeMolis is George's son. He gains control of Market Basket's board. He calls a vote to oust his cousin, Arthur T., amid claims and a lawsuit that he alleged he mismanaged the company, engaged in improper business deals with other companies owned by his wife and her family, and withheld important information from the board. Meanwhile, Arthur S.'s side has long been painted as interested in as much money as possible from their holdings, without putting the elbow grease in like Mike's
right, and what I really get from this side of the family is that they're really all about the money and not about doing any of the work. And being a CEO is work. Being involved in the management of a company is work. And you just want your yachts and your sip on your cocktails. It's hard for me to feel bad about for you.
This move was seen as a way for George's side of the family to get dividends from their stock. There was a massive outpouring of support for Arthur T. DeMolis. Employees who'd been at Market Basket for decades showed up for the board meeting and stood outside in the August heat just to support him. During the meeting, the board didn't oust him, and he saved his job for a bit. But Arthur S. continued to push for his cousin's dismissal. Finally, late last month, Arthur T. DeMolis was fired as CEO and replaced by a former Radio Shack executive named Jim Gooch and Felicia Thornton, the Gooch, former executive at Albertsons. A few upper-level executives were also fired at the same time. And and then the S hit the effing fan, according to Glass the Clam. We'll continue with why it is that store shelves in this Northeast major market chains, grocery chain, are empty. Many shelves empty, employees not showing up for work, and these aren't even union employees. These guys are pretty upset at what's going on here. Maybe you've got the inside scoop and you can share it with us.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 21st, 2014, gold opened at $13.13.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.60.73, $6.80.37 for a half ounce, or $3.40.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.60.73, $6.80.37, and $3.40.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about grocery store shelves being empty. Certain market basket stores, maybe all of them, I don't know, but I've seen pictures from some of them where there are actual shelves empty of food, produce, for instance, not coming in. Staff members, many of them are protesting. They're on strike, even though there's not actually a union officially in the market basket stores. This is a Northeastern grocery chain. And we're kind of talking about what led up to this. But one thing's for sure, if you're not relying on the grocery stores to provide your coffee and you're relying on BuzzBox, that's going to show up to you at your house. You don't have to worry about some crazy grocery strike situation. You're going to get great coffee delivered to you.
Yeah, BuzzBox coffee is shade grown, which is the way coffee was meant to be. Doesn't give you that acid. Shade grown coffee doesn't give you the sort of acid reflux thing that Robusto beans do. It's also good for the soil, good for the animals. Things are much better when you shade grow your coffee. It's more expensive, there's no doubt about it. But BuzzBox also makes sure it's 100% organic, which is, you know, important if you care about leaded fuel being, the sort of residue falling on the land around where your coffee's grown. And maybe some pesticides that would be outlawed in the United States aren't outlawed where your coffee's grown. It's top 1% grade Arabica beans, which indisputably is the best coffee. And this is what sets BuzzBox apart in high-end coffees. But you can get high-end coffees. What you can't get is a company that cares as much about their coffee producing, the families that produce their coffee, and about helping people around the world. BuzzBox teams with organizations like Free Talk Live to be able to give money to through World Vision to people to get microloans, which is a big deal. You get a little bit of money to be able maybe buy a plow or a sewing machine or some restaurant equipment or some kind of vehicle, maybe a bicycle, whatever it is you need to do business where you are. That's really what you're passionate about, and that's what's – we're reading a story here about a family that moves to America and grows an empire from, you know, a company that sells lamb. And that's exactly the kind of entrepreneurship that we're trying to grow with the microloan program through BuzzBox. Go get your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll sign up for a subscription. You can cancel it at any time. You get your first pound of coffee. You're like, I don't like this. I don't want to get my coffee through BuzzBox. Fine. Cancel it anytime you want, but please give it a try. Get the free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to get back to the latest on the market basket debacle. We're kind of giving you the history, and I'm learning this as I go, basically, because, I mean, the only research I've done on this was today, even though grocery store shelves have been empty for several days up here, and this is a real situation for the folks that are working for the company, and the customers, of course, are used to going and shopping there, and they're finding it much more difficult now with certain things sold out. Let's go to Ken. He's in Haverhill, Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Ken.
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, I'm right. I live in Haverhill. We have three market baskets. I've lived in this town for a little over a decade, and I gotta say, it's like every family members of mine, when I tell them about market basket and the prices and the kind of things that I can get, they're quite envious of me. I mean, the family melodrama I've only become aware of within the past year or so. But it's a really good store. I mean, it's like not only just the prices, but just kind of a foodie, like over the holidays, like over Easter, I was able to get like lamb kidney for recipes because there's like Greek stuff. It's a Greek family, and I don't know. I'm kind of watching the whole situation with bated breath because if it gets sold out, the prices go up, et cetera. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. There's a BJ's Wholesale. There's an Aldi open.
It's pretty clear that you like it's pretty clear that you like the store. We don't really need to know what the competition is. But you're watching right. this as a fan of the store. And do you have your, you know, are you throwing the bets in any one corner here? Is it even easy to take a side in this? Because it seems like, you know, one side has screwed the other back and forth in this DeMullis family for decades here. It's hard to really decide who the good guy is. Although if you fast forward to current reality, the...
it's hard to call this Arthur T. a bad guy.
Right.
The simple fact that he's the progeny of Mike doesn't make him the bad guy.
So his dad screwed some people over, apparently, in the past, but he hasn't, there's no evidence necessarily, or at least that I've seen so far, maybe there is, that he has done something, the former current CEO, the guy who was just ousted. But what do you think? I mean, as a customer, having observed all of this, I mean, is there anybody here who's clearly in the wrong?
It's interesting, it's like he observed all of it. I haven't borne witness to all the and whatever kind of family backstabbing might have gone on. I don't
right.
really. Yeah, I didn't see any of that. But what I can say is it's a remarkably good store.
Okay.
I mean, it's like when I compare it to the. Yeah, I'm not going to name anybody, but competition. It's very good.
All right. Ken, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate that. Good to know. You know, a lot of people are big fans of this story.
Yeah, I think that's what we're seeing at play here is that customers are passionate about Market Basket, and in a way that is difficult to have people passionate about your brand. And I think that that's what's... That's a lot of power on the side of the Arthur T. folks here.
That's the former CEO.
Yeah, the former CEO. That's a lot of power, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gets back into his position and,
that's what the employees are demanding, right? Like,
right.
There are people walking off their jobs who aren't union employees, who've organized anyway, and they've walked off their jobs. They're demanding that this guy be reinstated as CEO because they're worried that the new guy is going to ruin the company, that he's the evil cousin. He's related. The other guy's name's Arthur as well. So it's Arthur T. who's been demoted or been removed. And now Arthur S. is in charge. And apparently that's the evil Arthur, according to the people who are protesting the change.
Sure, he's a very nice guy.
I don't know. I've never met him, so I wouldn't say I'm sure of anything like that. But the story from GlastaClam.com. They're giving us kind of the inside scoop, and they've told us the history, the sort of sordid family infighting that has gone on in the DeMullis family.
Indeed.
Right up until today. Remember when I said his employees were fiercely loyal? Well, because unions have fallen out of favor in the States, Market Basket's employees aren't unionized. I don't know if that's the reason for it. I suggest that the reason for it is that the Market Basket owners don't want unions in their stores. They have no recourse.
I'd say there's advantages and disadvantages on all sides for, you know, being, you know, for employees being unionized. But the fact is in the private marketplace, unions aren't nearly as popular as they used to be. And I think it's because, employees realize that it makes it more difficult for them to compete against. Because you're on the team. You're on the Market Basket team when you get hired there. But unions have a tendency to sort of create a team within the company. And
Yeah. Let's come back with more. We can talk more about the union side of things here in a moment. Because even though they didn't have a union, they're certainly acting like there's a union there. It seems very similar. Protests, strikes, work stoppages.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about an issue with grocery shelves here in Northeast New England, empty. At least in one particular store, Market Basket, formerly known as Demoulas, there's been a long history of inter-family fighting, or intra-family fighting. Anyway, there's two sides of a family, and they've been battling it out for decades over this, to some extent over this property, over these stores, over 70 stores in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Relatively popular, loved by the employees, loved by the customers. At least the CEO was loved by the employees, and then they ousted him. The board ousted the CEO, and now the employees are pretty upset. We're going to continue the story here, and also want to let you know about blockchain.info and their new app. You've heard of the blockchain.info app if you've listened to Free Talk Live for the last couple of years. I've been a big fan of it, and I'm more of a fan now than before because they made it even easier. I mean, Bitcoin isn't too complicated to get into these days, but the nice thing about the Bitcoin marketplace is no one has to ask anybody's permission to get involved. It's a decentralized setup. It's decentralized to the core, meaning that, you know, the system itself, Bitcoin itself, is decentralized. There's no Bitcoin licensing agency. So if you wanted to start your own Bitcoin business, you just start your own Bitcoin business. And if you know how to code or you, you know, can hire programmers, then you can create whatever Bitcoin app that you want to create. And the folks over at blockchain.info have done a great job of creating a Bitcoin wallet app that works on Android phones and iPhone. The Android phone is the one that's got the new version, and it's available at blockchain.com. I've been saying blockchain.info. It's the same company. It's just that blockchain.com is kind of focused on getting the apps out to people, from what I can tell.
Okay.
So it's an easy way to go and get the app for your phone if you have not yet gotten the blockchain app, or if you have the older version, you can go and grab the new one at blockchain.com.
Assuming your Android phone supports it.
Yeah, apparently some older phone operating systems with Android, the new app does not work for that. And that's always sad when that happens. So, although, Mark, your phone still has the old app on it. So
that's
you
right.
still have a working blockchain app. It's just not the new one.
I probably should buy a newer phone, but...
I do have the newer phone model, and the app works great, the new version of the app. So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We heard a moment ago from a raving fan of this grocery chain we've been talking about, the Market Basket chain. Big fan of the chain. There are a lot of customers who are big fans, so much so that they're joining the employees in strikes, in employee protest, employee-led protests and things like that, from my understanding of this.
Yeah, I don't think this is just people who are like, yeah, I love a good strike. Yay, striking. I don't think that that's those folks, and those folks exist. This is... from what I can tell, by a large margin, people who like this store understand that it's different, love the brand, and don't want that brand changed in any way. So I think that that's great. Any business that has this kind of reaction to change, should be thrilled, because... this is, people saying we love what you do today. Now,
well, I'm sure they're thrilled about that side of it, one side of it, but on the other side, their shelves are empty, or at least some of the shelves, produce sections shelves are empty. That's going to keep people away from the stores, and maybe they'll discover that they like one of the competitors more than they thought.
Indeed, there's no doubt about it. It's a terrible move on the part of the board of Market Basket. They're getting rid of a beloved CEO, and customers are not happy about it, and it's killing productivity. I mean, you can't, in your grocery store business, you can't be out of groceries for a week.
So remember, not only did the board fire the beloved CEO, Arthur T. DeMoulas, but they also replaced him with somebody from Radio Shack, a former executive there. They also brought in someone from Albertsons, as well as firing some of their upper-level people at Market Basket. And according to the story here at glassdeclam.com, many employees have been with the company for decades, and the company had been known from promoting from within.
Hmm.
But it looks like in this recent sweep of the board and the executive positions,
not
it didn't
so much.
Seem like they were promoting from within. They knew that
Arthur... the board has essentially been appointed by the... the other side of the family, which felt jilted at one point. The board's been appointed by them because they're 51% shareholders now.
And then they booted the good guy out.
So the board is on the other side of this, which is the family that basically is not involved in running the company up to this point. They need to get rid of, from a strategic standpoint, they feel like this is like a royal family, switchover here. People need to be, heads need to fall into baskets, and they need to, put new leadership in the way they see it. I don't know if it's going to go as well as they had hoped.
The board couldn't have predicted the intensity of what came next. The employees knew that Arthur S.'s takeover of the board spelled the end of the employee-friendly policies as they knew it. They're upset. Despite the lack of union, workers started protesting. They threatened to walk off the job if the board didn't reinstate Arthur T., putting their own blue-collar jobs on the line for one of the state's richest men. Last Friday, the murmurs of work disruption boiled over into a full-scale revolt. Warehouse and store workers showed up at the company's headquarters to protest despite warnings they'd lose their jobs, meaning Market Basket's deliveries ground to a screeching halt. And it has spiraled from there. 8 workers who organized the protests, supply chain supervisors with a company for 30 or 40 years in some cases, have been fired via a courier service. This has only served to fan the flames. Yesterday, the protests moved to store branches. In Gloucester, a protest outside of the Crossing Market Basket grew despite the searing heat. The protesters in Gloucester, at least yesterday, are mostly younger folks, kids for whom Market Basket was their first job. Single moms brought toddlers. My blog partner Jim showed up this afternoon ostensibly to buy supplies from the store and instead grabbed some photos and video of the hoopla. Think about this, and then they include some pictures of the protesters outside the store. It isn't exactly the anthracite coal strike of 1902, but how often do you see worker action these days? And not one looking for higher wages or increased benefits, but one in favor of a company leader who the workers felt treated them decently. Here, young people are taking a stand for something that's important to them and being pretty polite and articulate about it. They're risking their jobs, and these are kids who are working because they need to, either saving for college or helping out their own families. Their jobs are massively important to them, but doing what they believe is the right thing is more important. I think that's an interesting point here that, you know, these employees aren't necessarily shouting for higher wages immediately. I mean, they
to some extent they are.
But it's not
they're getting higher wages already.
Right.
And
they see that they could have their wages cut. There's fears around how their working conditions might be in the future, but they're not immediately saying we demand, you know, a higher wage right now today or, you know, demand increased benefits. They're demanding a change of a CEO. I mean, it's a very interesting kind of a protest that's going on here.
Yeah, I don't think that if this guy was just a nice guy and ran a normal store, mm-hmm. that he would have the people, you know, behind him the way he does. I think it's interesting the way this author points out this situation. But I mean, ultimately, these are people who are reacting because they want to continue to be treated better than people in their industry are generally treated.
Mm. So that's the story. That's what's happening on the ground right now. The pictures are being posted to Facebook by various customers of the stores. I don't know why people are still going in to shop there with all the produce gone. I mean, I guess if you need boxed
items. For some deals. That's what I'd be doing right now.
Good point. Yeah, I wonder what kind of sales the stores are having just to try to keep people coming through the doors in these lean times.
Did we get some indication of how many of the 71 stores were substantially affected by the goings-on?
That's a good question. I would suspect it's a good portion of them, but I really have no idea. Maybe there are some stores where the employees are showing solidarity with the new CEO, but it doesn't seem like that was the case.
I can't imagine.
Because it could be short-lived. The public is fickle. I don't think the public cares as much as...
If they hold on, I think you're absolutely right, Johnny Ray. If the new leadership holds on and you know sticks to their guns, they're going to get what they want, which is an ordinary grocery chain that is reasonably well set up with 71 stores.
Let's come back with more here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe we can do some digging and see if we can find out more information about how many stores are being affected. You can take control as well. More coming up here, including Johnny Ray's Game of the Week.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Border Patrol meets the Boy Scouts. And we'll tell you what happened with that. The Boy Scouts were armed with cameras. Things did not go well. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's, again, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about a kind of a northeastern drama that has been spiraling out of control here within the last week or so, but it's really goes decades back to an old family fight inside the DeMolis family, which is a group of folks who were running some market basket stores. That's the name of the brand. It was originally called DeMolis, I think, Grocers, and then they changed it to Market Basket.
So something people could spell?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to tell somebody how to go to Market Basket than DeMolis. So apparently there's been some internal strife. The one side of the family has been fighting the other side of the family for control of the company over the years. There's been backroom deals, lies, you know, cheating, all strippers. There's been all kinds of crazy. I mean, I'm going to post the links to the stories on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. And we were just kind of talking about some of the aspects of what's really unique about this, and that is that you've got people, as was pointed out in the article, you've got people who are working for this store who are protesting. They're walking off their jobs in protest of the CEO being fired, not because they want some immediate wage raise or some new perk for being an employee, but because they really like this CEO and they're willing to put their jobs on the line. Now,
there's no reason why Market Basket's board of directors couldn't just bring in a bunch of new workers, right? I mean, it's tough times in the economy. There's all kinds of people that want a job, right? I mean,
yeah, but that's a
but the customers are also on this. A lot of the customers are on the side of the employees. So if the board tries to screw over the employees, if the board doesn't bring back the CEO, maybe the customers will punish by not even coming back. Or Johnny Ray, maybe what you're suggesting is the case, and that after another 2 weeks, everybody's going to forget about it and just Market Basket will suffer.
Right. I think the customers are good for a couple of weeks and the story's going to get old eventually, and then it's just going to be back to if Market Basket can get food on the shelves, hire new people at competitive prices, the people aren't going to remember this for long enough.
I think that because they're sort of a discount grocer, though, I mean, their stores are somewhat Spartan in many ways. What do they offer if they don't offer low prices, really happy employees, mm-hmm. and kind of some specialty items you might not be able to get other places? If you bring in, you'll destroy the culture of a company by bringing in too many employees at one time. Currently, when you get hired on at Market Basket, you're going to get trained by a Market Basket employee who's been a Market Basket employee for, some period of time. And there's a corporate culture that, if you want to call it corporate, but a business culture that tends to get passed down over time. Good or bad.
Yeah.
When you bring in a bunch of, for lack of a better word, scabs in order to, displace these other folks, you're going to have a lot of incompetence because they don't know what they're doing. And you're not going to have, you go to the average grocery store, you're not dealing with people who are thrilled about where they work. Whereas at Market Basket, they are, as evidenced by the strike over the CEO going away. When have you seen that happen?
There's a response by their new co-CEOs, who are, by the way, not people who were promoted from within the company. One of them former executive at Radio Shack, and another one former executive at Albertsons, which is a competing brand. Their co-CEOs have released a statement as of today regarding...
We would really like to keep our jobs. Stop this.
regarding the employee firings at the grocery chain over the weekend, according to the Boston Globe, Market Basket fired several management-level employees on Sunday afternoon by courier after protests to reinstate the ousted CEO Arthur T. DeMolis have brought some stores' normal operations to a crawl. So maybe they're saying some stores. So we don't know, at least I don't know, how many stores have been affected by this. If you have any kind of insight, you're welcome to share it with us here.
The 855-450-3733.
That's right. Many customers have also boycotted the stores in protest of DeMolis' firing. The statement says the executive saw no alternative to the firings. Quote, we share many of the sentiments that Arthur T. DeMolis articulated in his statement, because the former CEO also made a statement. The success of Market Basket and the loyalty of both its associates and customers is indeed the result of the dedication and hard work of thousands from all ranks of the company. Our cashiers and store associates are as important as senior executives. The individuals who are terminated took significant actions that harmed the company and therefore compromised Market Basket's ability to be there for our customers. Now, I presume the people they had ousted were the people who were leading the walk-offs, right?
Yeah, it sounds that way.
We took the difficult step of termination only after we saw no alternative. We are committed to continuing the tradition.
Of course, they did it rather quickly, the walk-offs happened. I mean, we're only a few days into this, right?
Yeah.
Only after they saw no alternative, but they saw no alternative in a relatively short period of time.
Well, the other alternative is to reinstate the CEO, right? And apparently that's not on the list of options for the new board.
Not for the CEOs, right. No. The new co-CEOs do not see the option of reinstating the old CEO. What a surprise. They fired some management that was loyal to the CEO. I mean, this is as bad as Romeo and Juliet. Everybody's getting their bowels handed to them.
One option was do what the customers, many of the customers and the employees are demanding and reinstate the CEO, thereby resign your position.
Sure.
And the other one is take the axe to some of the underlings. And that's what they did. But they continue to,
puff up their press release here. We're committed to continuing the tradition of excellence and dedication that has been built over several decades. We strongly encourage all associates to return their focus to Market Basket's customers, their needs, and expectations. We understand the strain and emotion facing Market Basket associates. We know and understand that trust and acceptance are earned and cannot be demanded or imposed. Well, that's a tough statement from a CEO, co-CEOs who've never worked for the company before.
Oh, and ones that have handed out 8 heads at this point,
yeah.
Right?
Like, you know, this is not
8
a good
heads
start.
On 8 platters.
Not looking good.
We understand that we need to build up trust over time. Here are 8 of your favorite managers.
Trust us. We've got your back, employees. The rest
trust
of you.
Us or the gallows are next for you. For whom does the bell toll?
We are committed to earning the trust and acceptance of our associates and Market Basket's customers and hope that our associates will not judge us on our promises, or excuse me, will judge us not on our promises, but on our actions as we move forward.
I love this.
It is fun to watch this, although it's tragic, you know,
for
the people involved. I mean, I presume the paychecks are still being handed out, but how are the customer bases doing? I mean, how are the store's sales doing? They can't be doing very well right now with some of the employees on hold, striking, others not coming to work, etc. Food not making it onto the shelves. Yikes.
Ian, I have a story from my own life that's a little bit similar to
Please.
This Market Basket fiasco. It illustrates well the difference in relative popularity of myself and Arthur T. I was working in the meat department at an Ingles market back home in Asheville.
Ingles is the brand name of the grocer?
Yeah, Ingles, yes, I-N-G-L-E-S.
Okay. Got it.
And I was in the meat department, and some things developed, and I was demoted to meat wrapper. This was just more of an effective thing.
What were you, the manager?
I was a meat cutter. No, I was a meat cutter. And
I didn't know that there was a difference.
There's a hierarchy in the meat
wrapper.
I cut it. You wrap it.
Yeah. A meat cutter is somebody who's got skill and
yes.
speed.
Ah.
Meat cutter is what people call a butcher.
Right.
A butcher kills animals. A meat cutter creates cuts of meat
yeah.
from that animal.
You gotta know the parts and
yep.
where to cut and stuff, right?
But people call him a butcher.
So I was brought on from the overnight stock crew.
I can tell this is going to be a good story. I'm going to put you on hold for a moment, Johnny Ray. We're going to go to Chris. He's in Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. We'll get to Johnny Ray's meat here in a moment.
Hey, good evening, guys. I was just calling. I wanted to commend the bravery of these non-union voluntary strikers. And, you know, some of them, it sounds like, paid the ultimate price in losing their job. They don't mm-hmm. really hear that anymore. You hear a lot of unions that are very organized and demanding things from the government and, you know, protectionism and their wages and their prevailing wages and what have you. And it really sickens me as somebody who's kind of in the trades. I'm really an anti-union kind of guy. I think they've distorted and destroyed markets at this point. But this is like old-fashioned, voluntary.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting. I'm glad you brought this back around because it reminds me of a discussion we should have here. We can continue it coming up in hour number 3. So if you want to hang on for that, you're welcome too, Chris. But what's interesting about this, another interesting aspect is how essentially kind of a temporary union has been formed here. The employees are self-organizing, and they don't need that overhead of the union. You know, they haven't been paid. No one's paid a union due ever at Market Basket, but yet they are having an effect. They are organizing quickly. They're coming together in a decentralized, to some extent, manner. And they're doing things that unions do without all the overhead. That's pretty cool.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and License Plate Bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Buy UN invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips. Now through September 15th at americasbestbuyun.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy on ABVI! Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.